This goes to Melissa Murtha, M like Mary, U-R-T-H-A, F like Frank, N like November, P like Practice. Fax 989-695-2316. Regarding Evelyn, E-V-E-L-Y-N, Schulte, S-C-H-U-L-T-E. Date of birth 2/11 of 1942. Dear Miss Murtha, this is a video telemedicine follow-up visit for Mrs. Schulte with stage 2 chronic kidney disease, type 2 diabetes, and hypertension. Her last visit was December 9th of 2024. She is losing weight. She's down about 10 pounds over the last 6 months, but she's not eating as much as usual and feels full fairly quickly. So she's been able to slowly lose some weight, and she's not unhappy about weight loss, but she has had to buy some new clothes due to the weight loss. She denies hospitalizations or procedures since her last visit. No nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia. No bowel changes, blood, or melena. No chest pain, palpitations, or dyspnea. No cough or sputum production. No edema or claudication symptoms. Medications, I want to highlight olmesartan, 40 milligram daily. Also verapamil, 240 milligram twice a day. Diazide is 37.5, 25 milligram daily. And other medications are unchanged from her previous visit. Physical exam, weight 147 pounds, pulse 56, and blood pressure is 113 over 62. Labs, most recent lab studies were done April 10th, 2025. Creatinine is improved, 0.94. Estimated GFR is greater than 60. Sodium, 135. Potassium, 4.3. Carbon dioxide, 32. Phosphorus is 3.7. Calcium is 11.0. Intact parathyroid hormone is suppressed, as one would expect with higher than normal calcium, at 3.4. Her hemoglobin is 13.6 with normal white count and normal platelets. Assessment and plan, 1. Stage 2, chronic kidney disease with improved creatinine levels. We would like her to continue having lab studies done every 3 months. 2, diabetic nephropathy, very stable at this point. 3, hypertension is well controlled. The patient will have a follow-up visit with this practice in 6 months, and she will avoid all over-the-counter calcium supplements as well as vitamin D. To avoid increasing the calcium levels more than they currently are. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.